Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
92.9 Podcasts, powered by Action 24/7, Tennessee's only local legal sportsbook. Bet now at action247.com.
You got to try to make some money. But back to the point, Tom Bowen in scheduling this game didn't lose it for Memphis. Memphis getting conservative, running the ball too much when the pass was working. You know, not deciding, you know what, we're going to stick to what we know here. In a game where it was clear, you got to adjust and stick with the pass because they are stacking up on your run. That's on Memphis and Silverfield and everybody else. That said, it ain't. You should still be happy with where things are. And I'll rephrase it because you don't have to be satisfied. That defense did not play well enough to be satisfied. That offense wasn't good enough after having a 21 to be satisfied. But if I told y'all before this season they will be 3-1 through their first four games, having to start a true freshman quarterback,
no doubt
every last
it.
One of you would have took it.
Hell yeah.
So what drove me crazy after this game is folks, and I could name them, but folks.
Don't name them. Don't give them
tweeting
that oxygen.
At me, folks tweeting at me that Silverfield, wrong guy for the job. Hey, let's go bring back, and they know who they are. Oh, we're going to go bring back Mike Norvell, Deuces Silverfield. They're even tweeting it at him. Some of them erasing it a few hours later, realizing how silly that is.
Mm-hmm.
But people, keep some perspective. My gosh, it feels like you've been so spoiled by the success. We saw it on the basketball side with Cal. But you've been so spoiled by where Memphis is. You forgot that we were calling this an 8-win season before the season.
Now, there are people who
that they just went out and beat a Mississippi State, an SEC team. Yeah, one that's down, but you beat them.
Well, okay.
So all this, the vitriol after that game was not warranted.
I agree.
They blew the game.
But I think Memphis has come far enough to where we don't have to do this every time they lose. Right, we don't have to sit here and say perspective. Remember how bad Memphis football used to be. I think I know you're not doing that, but I do. You do sort of see a tendency from people to do that when Memphis loses games like Saturday.
You need it if people are saying Ryan Silverfield,
well, yes.
Or you're overly mad about where this program is now.
That's like the same people who come and be over the Liberty Bowl. Those 12 people. You know, you just have to ignore them. You got to ignore those people because that's just stupid. Firing Ryan Silverfield for what? For losing one game? I mean, what are we talking about here? Seriously? I mean,
it's not just that.
Mike Leach loses every game, and it's a party in Starkville every weekend.
It's the vitriol surrounding it. That said, that offense got and here's Ryan Silverfield. Folks ask, well, why do you run the balls? You know, why is he just sticking to the run? I guess he's going to be a run-first guy. Well, that's what he comes from. An offensive line coach. That doesn't surprise me either. What surprised me is that when you're averaging 13 yards per pass, in this case, you're telling me that you don't want to pile things onto your freshman quarterback, but every time he's throwing the ball, y'all are getting big chunks. Mm-hmm. Like what that tells me is, you know what? When I see them stacking up against the run, I'm going to stay with the big chunks because it's working until they stop that. And so typically, that to me was the biggest disappointment, is that you let them back in that game by sticking to a game plan that clearly wasn't working. I respect the conviction and the want to stick to the run, but when they are stacked up against it and they're successful against the run as UTSA has been, and you're throwing for 13 yards per pass, you go with the easy thing.
Yep.
And if they had done that, it felt like to me they're not losing that game there. Look, the holding call killed them late. We could be talking about Memphis having an 18-game winning streak. Because you got that ball, I believe it was to Gabriel Rogers. Mm-hmm. Like that, Memphis was in position to, even after blowing the lead, a 21-0 lead, to still win that game. So that holding call absolutely kills you. There's a bunch of things you could point at. But that said, man, I still think you got to draw back, John. I'm not saying you got to do this after every loss. But what I am saying is this being overly disappointed about being 3-1 right now.
Yeah.
I think is silliness. I think you're.
Well, I'll be honest. I think it's time to consider moving Calvin Austin to the bench because you're only scoring one touchdown a game now. I mean, it's just ridiculous. That's supposed to be two touchdowns minimum every game for him. So I think you're going to have to seriously look at making a change, certainly there at the wide receiver position. I mean,
how many did he catch for, by the way? Sean Dykes went off. He had 160. Man, he had 142 yards on six catches. Sean Dykes had 167
on six
catches.
Yeah, but I'm saying, though, like there's an expectation in this program for Calvin Austin to score two touchdowns every game.
I get it. You're being sarcastic. I get it. Mine is, can you believe that you had two receivers up over $150, mm-hmm. but what was it, 15? Only 15 receptions.
Yeah, there's only two guys catching the ball.
Brandon Thomas had three catches. Right. Literally, that's it. There's three guys, period.
That's a hell of a stat right
there.
You were
throwing all over the field.
That's a hell of a stat. Two guys.
And so from that point, I'm sure Ryan Sofield, you got to be, because you watch that and you're kicking. You got to be kicking yourself, because one thing was working, and yet
how about my
you
man,
stayed with the conservative
McCormick.
Approach.
My man had 42 carries.
He's legit. He's an All-American, but that was some bad defense, too. Let's be
42
real.
42 carries, though, bruh.
He's legit.
Emmitt Smith's like, damn, dude.
Dude might end up in the league, man.
Emmitt Smith's like, that's a lot of work, man.
How big's he?
Man.
He's about 6 foot, 205. He's solid. I think he's an All-American stuff. He's legit. Memphis made it easy for him at times, but I like Sincere McCormick going to be on somebody's at least practice squad. He can play. He can play.
You know the record in the NFL for rushing attempts in one game is just 45. So this dude, Sincere McCormick, was 3 off an NFL record, man. Like they were running, they were killing this dude. I mean, it was working. It was working for him. You know, I mean, he did have 184 yards and 3 touchdowns, but my God, dude, you run him into the ground.
I think whether it's stopping the run and their inability to do so on Saturday, or you know what you saw against Arkansas State. And look, I gave Memphis credit last week for those 2-point conversion stops. Those were key. Like, you stepped up at big times against Mississippi State, clearly. But this defense has not been as improved, I think, as we had hoped it would be. That's because you had McIntyre back for a second season, so the guys know the system better. You had vets back in, and that – yes, they've stepped up at times, but you got run over by the UTSA running game on Saturday. And again, you know, at some point, it's got to get better. It hasn't gotten as good.
No, look, I will say this. It was a
level of improvement hadn't been where it needs to be.
I hate the series, and you still have to return it, so that's terrible. It was a splash of cold water, though, I thought, on Memphis' season. Still take 3-1 all day long. Like, you're very happy with that, right? But to me, it was the loss coupled with SMU going into TCU and getting the dub.
I've been telling you SMU's for real.
Now, Mordecai did throw the – I'm starting to wonder, is he a blowtorch?
He also leads the country in touchdown passes. You going to put that in there, too?
Yeah,
what, he throw three picks and they still beat TCU?
Yeah.
Right.
I
mean, so, I don't think you can really bring Tanner Mordecai down today.
Yeah, no, I think I'm going to do it.
Give it a shot.
But it was a splash of cold water for Memphis, I think, for those two reasons.
It's reality.
Yeah, like it's going to be.
This was not, you know, it's real. I still think Memphis got a chance.
Yeah.
To make an AAC title game, you got a chance.
It's going to be very tough.
But it's going to be tough.
Yeah.
Because, again, the defense
tougher
is not.
Tougher than it was before this weekend.
You know, and it's almost a discredit to guys like J.J. Russell who are out there playing their tails off, but that it hasn't been better as a unit. That said, that's still in front of them. Again, 3-1 at this point of the season, you'd have taken it all day. And with what Seth Hennigan's done for 4 games, if I'd have told you before the season, yeah, true freshman going to be doing that, you'd have taken it. And so here is the key for me. The key for me is, did Ryan Silverfield learn a lesson on Saturday? That's the key for me going forward about this.
Because
I'll tell you what he was thinking, is that we're going to stick to what we do. And that is running the ball behind an offensive line that, for us, been a strength. You saw how banged up it was at the end of that game. Guys were falling like flies. But I'm going to stick to my conviction, and I've got a lead, so I'm going to play this conservative, despite the fact that your eyeballs are telling you you can throw all day against these dudes. Mm-hmm. They have no interest in covering Sean Dykes. You can throw, yeah, despite your eyeballs telling you that, he still stuck to the run, too conservative. Hopefully for him, he's learned that, yes, having a conviction is good. You want to be run first, that's fine. That can work. But you have got to make adjustments when it is that obvious.
I agree.
And it was on Saturday. That's the key for me coming out of this, is that Ryan Silverfield saw that, you know, sometimes, yeah, man, I got to, My convictions are there, but I got to make the adjustment that is obvious here. And that one to me was obvious on Saturday. Throw that ball.
Well, I mean, yeah.
You know, stop being so conservative.
You know,
but again, I know what he was thinking.
Seth is...
The thing is, do you adjust?
Like, when I watch Seth Hennigan, I don't see a true freshman quarterback.
Well, that's funny because you crowned him after Nichols.
Yeah, I don't see a true freshman quarterback. I see somebody that is far more comfortable and far more dependable with the rock than your average true freshman quarterback.
Okay. I thought you were about to say something different. I apologize.
No.
You're still on the Seth bandwagon.
Yeah. Well, what has he done to change your mind about him?
Yeah, but what has he done yet to say that there shouldn't be a competition? I don't think he's reached that level either. Sitting here at 3-1 to say, Grant, go ahead and transfer.
I think he deserves credit, though.
And Tevin, you go to Georgia Tech.
I think he deserves credit for handling business.
100%. We've never seen this before.
He's not a true freshman out here for Memphis. He's not Doug Flutie, okay?
Now, I will say this: one of the most interesting things I thought out of Saturday was listening to Renee Angolia say that Rennie told him that Ryan told him that he thought Grant Gunnell would play this season.
Yeah, I mean,
I wondered, is that something you're just saying so that you hope Grant Gunnell reads that and stays in the fold, or is that something you believe? Because again, at that point, you're still 3-0. You hadn't lost that game yet. Right? Is that something you believe that Grant Gunnell will truly be back and play?
I think we were texting about it. I think it's just something that you sort of say to
keep Grant in the fold.
Because look, here's the thing: you don't know.
We don't know the nature of the injury. How to what degree? Like, aren't most Achilles like significant portion of time where you're talking about a season?
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
Which one have you seen where you have surgery on an Achilles? Yeah. If that's the case, and you're back that same season, you just don't. That seems minor.
I think Kobe hit a free throw with a torn Achilles, but he was.
Yeah, I'm talking about having surgery on it and returning that season. You don't typically see this. That's why I thought it's odd to hear Rennie say that. But again, that is not to take credit away from the performance of Seth Hennigan through four games, because I think as a true freshman, he's given you more than what you could have expected out of a true freshman. He's been solid.
He had that throw to.
I just don't think it's over though. That it's Seth. It's Seth's job for the next 4 years.
Well, look, Seth Hennigan has plenty of opportunities to sew it up.
He can, yeah. I mean, he's out. He's the guy out
but
there
you
right
also,
now.
Like, you also,
what he's clearly established is he is the guy right
Jason,
now.
Jason, you also have to protect against, like, turnover. You also have to protect against the fact that, like, you look up in that TCU game and there's two players from Memphis who are playing, right? And Tevin, not Tevin Carter, but TJ Carter. And I don't know if Abina is starting or what. But we know they both transferred to TCU.
Yeah, but you also had transfers come in yourself.
Yeah, but I'm
so,
saying
I mean
like,
that's the nature
that's
of the business.
Why, I'm saying I'm not that's gonna... why you know you would try to like keep Grant. You know you don't want to just throw the baby out with the bathwater and say oh he's gone. You know Seth's our guy because you just you never
but to
know
say, to expect him say he's gonna play this season. Just stay,
yeah, but Ryan also said that he was a full go the week before.
Well, he certainly did.
You know, so it's like you can't really put any stock into that because Ryan said that. Like 2 days before the season,
that he was full go. No, I remember that. Remember question.
Then he wasn't even dressed.
What are you talking about? He's not dressed.
So it's just hard to, get too carried away with that. Anyway, Jason not firing Ryan Silverfield today.
No, but we can fire Mike Leach when y'all get ready.
We're not firing Mike Leach. What you mean? It was a close game.
Oh, yeah, that was a loser goes home matchup there. Old Coach Ed there got the best of him, didn't he? No. This is about Memphis and Memphis football 3-1. Next week, heading up to Temple.
Yep, should be 4-1. Your favorite by two touchdowns.
Playing in the NFL
basically.
Stadium. Go ahead and get the win on the road. Start the conference season off right. This can still be the 8-9 win season. They were looking like their
what
last
was the
week
number
after.
Before the season 8.
That's what we were saying. That we kept sitting on 8. Couldn't give above 8 wins. I still think they win 9 games. I mean, you're sitting here 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
You know UCF is. Come on, there's no Dylan Gabriel. Yeah. You know, I guess you don't play Cincinnati. There's still a possibility
I'll
here.
I'll also say this, though, on the play calling. We used to do this with Norvell all the freaking time. You know, Norvell would clam up.
Oh, man, he only wants to pass.
Yeah.
Even when it's first and goal, he'll just pass it 3 straight times and they didn't get in, so run the ball. Like, we do this over and over.
Yeah, and it's just, like, inverted, right? I mean, you know.
But here was the difference was the pass was working Saturday, John.
Right.
The pass was averaging 13 yards per play.
Seth Hennigan – made that was that
that was obvious.
Calvin Austin, he dropped it in the bucket for Calvin Austin there late in the game, and then right before I think Brandon Thomas turned it over with that fumble.
Yeah, strip sack. Yeah. The turnovers did not help you. Those helped you lose this game too.
Yeah, I mean, look, here's the deal.
There was an opportunity to win it though. That holding call to me was the toughest one.
Anything is possible. I mean, you got to get familiar with Seth Hennigan, because unless he transfers, he's going to be the dude, man.
I just think it's really,
visited, why did Tevin Carter visit Georgia Tech?
I was going to say it.
Why did he do that? I'll tell you why he did it, because he does see the competition.
But has he done enough? If you are Memphis, to be like, oh, Tevin, that's okay. Go ahead and go to Georgia Tech. We're straight.
Has he done enough?
I'm not there yet. You were there after Nichols. He beat Mississippi State. You were looking good.
Yeah.
Is it enough to say, bye-bye, Tevin, even though you throw for 70 yards and, you know, every time you throw the ball?
No,
big
I mean,
old 6'3", 6'4", stud.
No, but I mean, we have to be realistic.
I like competition.
It's not like a receiver or a tight end or a defensive lineman. Like, you know, there's only one guy that's going to play. That's it.
Yeah, but it's the most important position,
right?
Especially for this program.
What does
the
Seth
success
Hennigan need
at
to
that
do,
position
though,
is
to,
the reason
you,
you're
man.
Here?
What does he need to do for you? Because I feel like it's hard to ask a true freshman quarterback to do much more than he's doing right now.
Oh, just keep winning.
Right.
But I would like competition in there for him to continue to have to beat out. Again, you go out and win 9-10 games this season. Hell, it might be done. But save for what, the Arkansas State game,
mm-hmm.
he's been okay.
He's been
Arkansas State.
On a
he
curve,
was fantastic.
He's been okay now, in relation
now,
to the last few
now,
quarterbacks
what
that
I
have
would
come
tell
through
you
here.
Is, what I would tell you is okay is fine for a true freshman.
Well, yeah.
But I ain't he ain't. Let's not sit up here and say he's the next Paxton or the next Brady. Any of that yet? You can't make that assumption.
I'm not
yet.
Gonna go there yet. But I do think he's.
I love his poise. That dude's
he's
a winner.
Shown quite a bit. Like, I think he's shown.
You
a bit.
Can tell he played for played Texas high school football for his dad. He's smart. Eats, breathes, thinks football. You can tell.
Yes.
Like, the guy's not scared. He bounces back from mistakes.
Absolutely.
I like all that.
Like, he's got a...
But I also like having a potential NFL caliber quarterback, if I can get him.
Yeah, I mean...
And I'm not telling you Tevin's that, but I'm always in the market for trying to upgrade if I need to.
Yeah, I mean, if you're telling me that, the number two player in the country wants to come to Memphis and play quarterback, you know, Seth, we'll see you when we see you. But that's not going to happen. You know, I mean, I think
you're convinced now with what you've seen. You're fine if Tevin Carter goes. I just want to get at you on the record. You're fine. The Tevin Carter experience is fine. You'll stick with Seth Hennigan. You're good enough right now.
If he continues to develop from this point,
jury in for no, I don't need if.
I want to see if I reserve my right? I mean, I don't reserve a right to change my mind.
Where you're at today, sure, you can change your mind all day long.
If he continues at this pace, yes, Seth Hennigan's my guy. Seth Hennigan is my guy.
Cool. We got you on the
He's
run.
Cool, calm, collected. You know what I mean?
You loved Tevin when he said no comp.
I did, but...
Man, jumped off, Tevin. Throw five touchdowns against Arkansas State, you're done.
Yeah.
You're done with Tevin. Man, stop.
True freshman, bro. He's going to get better.
I get all that. I'm not taking any credit away from him.
I don't want no competition. I want my quarterback to know he's the guy, man. Like Justin Fields. Look how good he looked this weekend. He knows he's the guy. And he responded. He had 45 yards in the air.
You think that has anything to do with Justin Fields? You think that has anything at all?
Yes. But you want Seth Hennigan to go out here
with,
and throw
to
eight
do
touchdowns?
With Justin Fields and what he could be.
You want Seth Hennigan out here to come out, you know, overcome, you know, his defense and his play calling? You know?
I don't want Seth to overcome anything. What are you doing? I said he's been fine. He has not been as stellar as you've sometimes tried to make him out to be.
I think he's been good.
I think he's been okay.
Well, I think he's been good.
Well, we just going to argue again.
I think he's been, for a true freshman quarterback, like if he's a junior, okay. Like he's just been okay. But he's a true freshman quarterback getting his first snaps ever. He's been good for that.
I don't fight you. You want to make him good? You want to make him a four-year starter going to win the most games
like
in Memphis history?
I'm not saying he's making
go to the NFL.
Doug Flutie or
you go
Joe
right
Montana.
Ahead.
I think
you
he's
go right
good,
ahead.
Though. I
mean, again, the problem was not Seth Hennigan. Seth Hennigan was what he was doing should have made Ryan Silverfield said, you know what? We're going to stay aggressive. We're going to keep throwing that ball. He was not the issue. On Saturday, it was the play calling and the lack of creativity once you had the lead or the lack of willingness to be aggressive that cost you the game.
Yeah.
Not Seth Hennigan.
Yeah. I mean, look.
He's been fine. He's been good if you want to go that far.
Thank you. I mean, this is a
but I just can't believe y'all folks ready to write off Tevin Carter already.
I mean,
he visited
Georgia Tech,
one.
Though. I mean, like, it's not even a guaranteed dude stays.
You know? He hears folks like you crowning Seth Hennigan after one game.
No, he watches the film. He sees what's happening.
Oh, sees the comp.
Yeah, he does. How could you not? Dude has looked really good for a true freshman, bro.
Like, now it's really good.
For a true freshman, yes.
No, dude, you already pulled me to good. I'm not going to keep going up the damn ladder with you.
He's
excellent.
He's looked elite.
First round pick.
He's looked elite for a true freshman.
Better than Justin Fields. Memphis got a better quarterback than the Bears.
The Bears.
Those are those John Martin takes.
The Bears
never play UTSA again.
Yeah, that's a fact. That is a fact. That take was validated. Stamp.
Y'all act like they scheduled this team last year. They did it in 15.
No,
there's
I
no
agree.
Way they can foresee
still,
this
it was,
stuff.
It was still horrible. Don't schedule teams like this.
But okay, that's easy to say. And I literally hear Jeff echoing and saying, John Martin says don't play UTSA.
That's right.
That's fine.
Jeff should echo what I say.
But what's your solution? You literally say play Rice.
Rice.
That's the problem.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, because you had 29,000. You had less than 30 out there for this team, a 3-0 team. How many you think are coming for Rice? Yeah, you got to win games, but you also have to sell tickets. And nobody is going for Rice if you're 3-0 and even have an SEC win. They didn't go out there for UTSA. That's the point. Give me a solution. Give me the solution. Easy to say, don't play UTSA. Mm-hmm. What's not so easy is to tell me what to do next.
Why do you?
Because I'm telling you right now, the answer ain't scheduling Rice.
Well, this it ain't
nobody
gonna go,
had 15,000 out there.
Bull crap, bro.
That was a pretty day out there on Saturday, man.
Yeah, it ain't gonna be no
and,
damn 15,000.
Some people are knocking the fans. You won't catch me doing that.
No. I wasn't out there.
No, that's my thing. And what doesn't help that situation in Memphis is scheduling a Rice.
Well,
because
look,
then you won't sell
no
any tickets
to an average.
You gotta
fan.
Get the
UTSA
best you
Rice
can get.
Is the same damn.
You gotta
thing.
Get the best you can get
and you
when
win
you are
against
Memphis.
Rice. That's the difference. Now, Tevin Carter must be listening to the show, because he tweets 3 minutes ago that he is, 1,000,000% locked in with Memphis. Is that 1 million? No, it's 100,000. Sorry.
Come on, Tevin.
100,000% locked in with Jason Smith 929. He says.
No, he didn't say that.
Yeah, he did.
But come on in, Tevin.
We know you 100,000% locked in with him.
He sees where you stand.
But you ain't been out to a Pure Youth game ever.
You like peace. Head
I
on
know
to Georgia Tech.
It's the game. It's
no,
the way
sir.
The game is played, bro. Go to Clemson. Tevin Carter should go to Clemson. Their quarterback sucks.
I cannot believe how bad that situation is offensively for them.
Bro,
that's
Seth
another
Hennigan,
one of the shockers
Seth
from
Hennigan
over the weekend.
Is more poised than DJ
Ungalale.
Yeah. Give me Seth Hennigan over him all day,
every
day.
Let me tell you what I'm not going to do anymore with you. I promise for the rest of time is argue with you about UTSA on the schedule. We've wasted.
Oh, we're going to argue about it because they're going back to San Antonio next year.
I've wasted too much of my energy on that with you. And again, yeah, easy to say. Don't schedule them. Go out there and give me, show me the solution.
Steven Adams is a character.
Is he listening as well?
No, Steven Adams is not listening. Steven Adams is doing media day. Reporter told Steven Adams that he's the old man of the team. And Steve Adams says, "It cuts me deep. Why did you say it, you bastard?" Steven Adams is going to be funny, man. He's going to be a funny dude. I wish we could have had him on.
Yes.
Just to really kind of clear up the rumors about New Zealand.
Well, there's no rumors, is there? There's just
no,
facts.
There are rumors.
No, it's just facts about what's there and what's not.
Right. Is New Zealand and Australia like Memphis and Nashville? You know, is that kind of what's going on there?
Mm-hmm.
That they don't like the other? Because they're in the same part of the world, right?
I just want to ask them about that wilderness that of New Zealand.
How about this breaking news? We haven't talked about it on the show that Zion Williams had a broken foot that surgery during the
That's why he's so fat. Fatter.
You were working the phones, I think, BC, but we mentioned it in the first hour.
That's crazy to me. I'm sorry I missed it. I was working the phones.
You were hustling for us, and we appreciate it.
No, all good. It was a fun first hour here.
But that situation, compared to what you got with Ja and how he's in line with this front office and healthy, it's a mess. You wouldn't want it.
I don't love it for him, for the young man, and but man, yeah, it does look good for us, doesn't it?
I just don't see how that guy at that body size –
no.
With as athletic and as hard as he goes, is going to be able to play a 15-16-year career.
No.
It's going to be tough.
No.
You see that shoe blowout?
Yes.
Remember that with Duke?
Yes.
Tell you everything you know. This dude's like the 8th, 9th wonder of the world. Mm-hmm. The fact that size can do what that does.
No, shoes are not supposed to
explode. That is not going to hold up.
Look at
man.
That injury here. Fractured foot, fractured finger, sprained thumb, toe, torn meniscus, going back in the last 2 years alone.
Okay, and now and then foot he had, fracture.
Yeah, the foot fracture is the most recent one here in 21.
That's not good.
It's terrible. And
that's
he's big.
Good.
He's like you said, he's looks like a human
he's
bowling
big.
Ball.
And they're already projected this not to make the playoffs again.
I know.
No. I think
so
that
Duke's gonna bolt
style
out of there
of play Adams might work. Adams might work better than we think he will.
I'm open to it.
I think defensively
I'm skeptical of
is
it,
where it's really gonna
but I'm
work.
I'm open to it.
We'll see how smart Taylor is using
but
him. You know, you never know.
It leaves so much pressure on Jaren to step up offensively inside.
Yeah.
Because Steven is not going to be able to pick up that slack alone.
No, that's true.
Yep. Thanks to Jason Smith for joining us.
I appreciate Seth Hennigan today.
Here on the show.
The next great one.
We know there is nobody on this planet that enjoys that UTSA series more than you.
Hey, don't sleep on the Roadrunners.
We blew it.
Even Tom
Memphis
Bowen's
blew
like,
it.
I mean, I scheduled to do, but damn. You know, I didn't know.
Man, I know Tom smoked a fat cigar on Saturday after that ill. He said, I did him in.
I got him.
I was a prophet. I scheduled it in 15, and I knew they would come back and bite Memphis right in the ass.
I don't think Tom Bowen should be smoking too many cigars.
That. Well, they just went to Tulsa and lost.
Yeah,
dude, you know he wants some get back in Memphis.
I know, dude, but that team
and he couldn't get it with his school with Arkansas State, so you better believe he probably smirked a little bit after that UTSA loss.
It is possible that Memphis is taking advantage of a pretty light schedule, right? Like Arkansas State is dreadful.
They're awful.
Mississippi State, dreadful. UTSA should have been a win though. That's the crazy thing.
Oh man, you could be 18 straight at Liberty Bowl. It should have been a win.
Come on, Sean. You said they never lose in Orange.
It went
Mound.
On. Sean did every damn thing he could.
You're
Throw
right.
me the ball. Did you hear Sean saying we are a run first offense afterwards?
You're right.
I think that was the point.
You're right.
So, man, when the pass is working like that, don't go away from it.
Yeah.
Run to it.
Yeah. Anyway, good stuff. Interesting conversation, and we got a recommitment from Tevin Carter out of it. So I know that certainly makes you happy here. I'm rooting for the young man. I'm just saying I think the quarterback position at Memphis, it might get locked up this season. I think there's going to be a great chance of that happening.
Man, I'm like
and you're
going
to have to come to grips with that.
I'm like Chappelle with Rick playing Rick James, and come on, Tevin. Come on in.
Mm-hmm.
Come on in.
All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. There is a team in the NFL who remains undefeated.
There's five of them, fool.
I know, but there's only one that matters, really.
Okay, I can't wait to hear what you say about that.
So we'll get into that and more on the other side. Jason and John, 99.5 FM, ESPN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, it's the Rundown, presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Yeah, I think it's a good time to sort of recap Grizzlies Media Day. We're working from home a little bit here for Grizz Media Day. It's going on down there at FedEx Forum. But we did have a chance to catch up with Dylan Brooks, Ja Morant, Taylor Jenkins. And I guess, you know, the one thing that what really struck me about our interviews today was just, you know, Dylan's delivery is very, what's the word? You know, it's very monotone, right? But, like, there's real punch behind the things he says.
Oh, yeah, I'll buy that.
Because, you know, he talks about how he's going to try to make everybody he's guarding, he's going to try to make their lives a living hell this season. And I actually
It sounded like he was already going through the first three games of the schedule, too.
Yes.
That's how focused he is.
And I also think Dylan is going to be a guy who benefits, because if you watch the NBA playoffs, you saw this so often with, I'll just say his name, Trae Young. Trae Young is a guy who flails and gets calls. And there are others.
The NBA's full of them.
Luka does it.
It's an art now.
James Harden does it.
It's a skill, yes.
But that's going away.
You know, let them tell it.
That's the, well, they're going to stop calling that as a you know, isn't it going to be offensive foul when that happens now? Is it isn't it the other way?
Let the league tell. You know, the league wants points in the end.
Mm-hmm.
So show me first,
right,
before you tell me.
But I think Dylan is going to be a guy who 100% benefits from, you know, that rule change if it's enforced the way it's supposed to be enforced, because he's such a physical defender. And how many times do you foul out, you know, on BS stuff? I mean, they call Dylan, and that's going to be the book on Dylan no matter what. Like,
well, right. Utah, and Donovan, they used his energy against him almost.
Yes, they did.
The over-aggressiveness.
Well, they got the calls.
So that's the thing about it. Yeah. They got the calls on some of them. But that's going to be the book now on Dylan is right, trying to remain aggressive when now, you know, they're gonna go after you and try to draw those fouls on you. You're almost targeted on that end now. Donovan Mitchell was doing that, almost targeting him, trying to get those fouls to get him out of the game. Again, it's a compliment, realizing how important he is to Memphis. And so that's the key for Dylan, is walking that fine line,
yeah,
keeping it aggressive, you know, and not fouling it out or not giving up those easy ones in terms of the calls.
And then Ja Morant lives in the dark. Are you afraid of the dark? Ja Morant is not.
Yeah, not, you know, no, not, you know, it depends on where I'm at. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Yeah, does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I guess, man.
All right.
In certain towns.
No, just depends on where I'm at. If it's dark and I can't see it. Am I in a cave? You know?
Yeah.
Remember those days?
No.
You didn't visit caves in Shelby County schools coming up?
No.
We did. I think we took a Clue trip to a cave in Chattanooga. Getting there, and they're, it's completely dark. Can't see your hand in front of your face. Is that scary? A little bit.
Yeah, that's pretty scary.
No, dark in my house, lights
field
off.
Field trips.
I ain't scared at all because I'm in my home. I'm the man of my home.
I think they stopped doing field trips, bro, in my day and age.
Y'all didn't take any field trips coming up.
Nah,
that's sad. I mean, and you were in Clue. Didn't take not one. Man, fun that thing, y'all.
How? I mean, yeah, but I'm just saying, like.
Help this man's. Riley will live a much different life.
No, I don't think.
With the system she'll be in.
I don't think kids go on field trips anymore, do
they?
Man,
stop, bro.
Can you? Nobody wants to be liable for all them damn kids in one place.
They've slowed down, obviously, for the last couple of years. Yeah. Yes. But kids still take field trips.
Has CJ taken a field trip?
Yes.
To where?
I don't know, where, that zoo or something? They went to the zoo one time?
Okay. God, you, to be the teacher that draws that, you know, that's the short end of the stick there, brother. You got to be the field trip organizer.
Any other fantastic John Martin takes from Grizz Media Day?
Not particularly. I mean, you know, it's, again, motivated Grizzlies. Like, that's who they are.
Do you have any problem at all with Ja Morant? He didn't do it with us, but he had done it with Hoops Hype beforehand. I think it was last night. Called
what?
Himself a top 5 point guard. Is he right?
I'll buy that.
Okay.
So I mean,
no Trae Young? Forget Trae. Set him to the side.
Mm-hmm.
I could argue Ja's better than Trae. It could. Trae had a hell of a playoff.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
No Kyrie. No James Harden.
Yep.
Are you just down with that?
Well, who's the top 5?
He had him. He had Steph.
Mm-hmm.
He had Westbrook.
Mm-hmm.
He had Chris Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And Dame.
Westbrook, definitely not.
Westbrook was like his 5th.
Nah, bro.
So he said the other guy, sorry, but you're not in. So that was Kyrie. Most folks are right there at the top. You go Kyrie.
Well, I can't count on
James
Kyrie
Harden.
To play a game.
Well, I'll get
so
him.
Ja's better.
Kyrie, he's a little weird. So that's got to factor into
weird.
It too. Is he gonna play? You know, whatever. But you're fine with that. With that ranking.
You didn't mention Luka yet.
Yeah, James Harden and no Luka in there.
Yeah, I mean, I can't believe you know Luka. You didn't even mention Luka. I had to mention him. That's just your grudges.
Like, no, Ja Morant didn't mention him.
The personal grudges that you just hold. Okay, so Luka, Trae, Ja, Chris Paul, Dame.
This is yours?
I'm just thinking of, like, who the you know, people to pick from would be, right? Have we mentioned James Harden yet? So there's, like, 7. I mean, yeah, I mean, Ja's probably not there yet, but he's close.
I can make an argument he's top 10.
Oh, he's certainly top 10, bro.
I can't make an argument that he's top 5 yet.
He's like top eight.
His confidence in putting yourself there and the lists are trash and all that, that's what makes Ja Morant Ja Morant. And that's why he is where he is. So I would never even think about limiting that. I'm fine with it. But come on, bro. Like, you know, you got to have James Harden in there. You have to have Luka in there. I'll give you that. He's top 10.
Yeah. Ja Morant also.
And that's
saying
something.
Like, I'll be honest. I did not want to. Do the whole vaccination thing on the show today. Like, and maybe that makes me in us, like, you know, not real journalists. But I just, you know, it wasn't the right, to me, format. And they're doing all these scrums down there, and they're getting at, excuse me, they're getting asked about it down there. Josh says he is vaccinated.
That's good to know.
That's a big message.
So he says, I've got a baby girl and I travel a lot. I can't bring it back to her. So
maybe we can have Ja convince, you know, Kyrie and Wiggins.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who you know.
Since Pop is convincing folks, we can just have Ja convince folks.
Yeah. I mean, that's a huge PSA when the biggest star on the Grizzlies says something like that, I would think.
Steven Adams said he is.
There you go.
Ja is. I think Kyle Anderson said he is. So
we're getting a vaccination report, is that
right? I didn't necessarily want to just.
No, I got you.
Get into
it's not the fun part of it.
It's really not, man. And I don't, you know, I know there are people out there who just want to keep a record of these things, man.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. It's awkward to ask. You know, it's an awkward question.
Yeah.
It has to be asked.
I guess they were prepped for that.
I get it. You know, I get it. But I didn't feel like it. I'll be honest. I didn't feel like it. Anyway, John Morant is vaccinated, so that is good news for the Memphis Grizzlies. Media day rolls on, which means we're getting closer to the season.
Next story
about the St. Louis Cardinals. It's one of the craziest stories in sports, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm.
16 in a row, they took care of my Cubs 4-2, and it's reached a point now where you're starting to wonder. You know, how deep can this magic in terms of playoffs, because it's pretty clear they're going to be there now as the second wild card, how deep can it carry them? The Cardinals franchise record streak of 16 here is the longest. It's franchise record, by the way, as long as the Cardinals streak have ever had at this point. In the majors since Cleveland took 22 in a row in 2017, and the best in the National League since the New York Giants won 16 straight in 1951. We haven't seen anything like this in like 70 years in the National League.
So great.
So it's had my Cardinal buddy, Irish Mike, text me this morning. He said, "You know what? You said for a season we were going to win 90 games, and I did that because y'all added Arenado.
You did.
And it hasn't looked anything like I thought it would. But how many wins you sitting on right now? 87.
We're gonna get to 90. We'll get there.
You're going to get to 90. Next, you got seven more, yeah. Right? You got Brewers and
Brewers
Cubs
tomorrow
to
yeah.
finish out mm-hmm. the week. And I tell you what, I'm rooting for you. You know, I know sometimes y'all think I'm lowbrow when it comes to Cardinals or extra sarcastic, but I hope you guys can get and take this into the playoffs and create chaos with this thing. You were even getting triple plays, right?
It's crazy.
Now, we have an excuse, Cubs. We suck. Mm-hmm. But the Brewers, who have wrapped up the Central Division, they're good and got swept. This isn't just the Cardinals beating a bunch of bad teams is my point here. Remember San Diego before the four with the Brewers? They beat three. San Diego at that time was still in the race.
Yeah.
And the Cardinals have wiped them all out. Usually we don't talk much baseball on this show, but when the St. Louis Cardinals are winning more games in the National League in a row than we've seen in 70 years, it's one of the craziest stories in sports right now. They found it. Mazalak's getting all the credit now at one point it looked like he should, you know, maybe on the hot seat. Hadn't won one since 11. Now, I still can't bring myself to say y'all going to win one now. There's some talented teams, but I also would have said that you're not going to, there's no way in hell you're going to win 16 in a row. So go Cardinals. You got your man here rooting for you. You got a Cubs fan, at least one Cubs fan, pulling for you, hoping that you create some chaos in the playoffs.
Yeah, it is. It is, and we were talking about this during the break. The longest winning streak
in franchise
baseball.
History.
And the longest win in baseball is what, 26?
26 in 1916. Yeah, 22 the Indians in 17. You had the Chicago White Stockings in 1880, and then the Cubs, believe it or not, in 1935, the Cubs had 21 in a row.
Well, so, we were good back then.
Yeah.
Here's the key, is if you can win seven more now, we'll put you at 23.
Yeah.
Do the playoffs count, or is that a regular season consecutive streak?
This is regular season I was just reading. So those are not – that's just regular.
So that 26 would have to pick back up next season,
to
break
regular
that
season.
Is the point there.
Mm-hmm. Well,
even if you continued it into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Here's the truth. I certainly would expect it to end this week, right? I mean, you got two games against the Brewers.
Folks would have expected it last week.
You're at
four
home,
with
though.
The Brewers.
You were on the road for
those
these
were
last
all road
six.
Games. Yeah. Now they're at home.
But, I mean, you're just going to lose.
They're going to be favored in every game.
You're going to lose one of these next three.
Well, you would think they would get caught in that doubleheader they had against the Cubs because you got two games in a row.
Are so bad, though.
I mean, but they had a guy coming off IR to, you know, injured reserve to
pitch. They came
pitch
back when they were down. I mean,
it was all wild
stuff. It'd be one thing if this 16 had been all against Cubs level teams. It has not.
No.
It's been against San Diego, Milwaukee. Take the Cubs out of it. They're supposed to beat us 4 in a row, quite frankly,
yeah,
with where we are this season, even though it hurt my soul because now you guys, what, 9-5? No, now you're
9-7
against the Cubs. So it went from losing record to winning record.
Yeah.
You're going to get three more and finish that out.
The streak's going to end this week. I'm calling it.
We'll pick the game there, Mr. Big Time.
They will lose. Let's see. They will lose Wednesday.
Since you're this prophet.
They will lose on Wednesday to the Brewers.
World Series bet I got it +3,000 for the Cardinals 2 weeks ago. Okay. It's now down to some books have it 2,500, some have 2,000, but that thing's dropping.
Who's the favorite?
Dodgers in the National
League.
Still, yeah.
Yes. Even as the wild card.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean,
they still the wild card?
Yeah, because of the pitching and the hold. Even with the wild card, I think the Dodgers.
I'm saying San Francisco's holding them
off.
Yeah,
they're not going to be.
San Francisco got that division?
Yeah.
I haven't looked at that division in a while.
The Giants are going to get that done.
Okay.
I don't think they've clinched yet.
Dodgers have been having a hard time. I mean, I only watched them last week against the Rockies. Listen, baseball can be a fluky sport, unlike basketball and football, where I'm not saying basketball or baseball's not. That it's a luck sport. It's not a luck sport. But there's, especially in these series, there's some wild stuff that can happen in a series. You know what I'm saying? Like it happened in 11 and it happened in 6 for the Cardinals.
So there's 6 games left for both the Dodgers and the Giants. And the Dodgers are 2 games back out of the division lead.
I don't think they get that.
I don't see it, bro. No. The Giants are just playing too well right now. You know?
That's going to be a hard division to get out of, though, if you're the Cardinals in that wild card. In a one game, you know, you get that Dodgers game.
And Dodgers got Padres up next, so.
Yeah.
Although the Padres haven't been that great here down the stretch either. They've been an absolute mess. You might get 3 straight there.
Yeah.
I don't have San Francisco's schedule in front of me, but I wouldn't say that's quite done yet. You 2 games, 6, only 6, down 2 with 6 to play. Yeah, that's an uphill climb, but I wouldn't say it's absolutely done.
Man, the Padres suck, man.
Yeah, they let you down, didn't it?
This whole Cardinals,
that was your World Series pick, huh?
This whole thing flipped this. You're right, though.
I had them win the next
flipped
4.
Everything.
It was unbelievable.
It just went from Mozeliak doesn't belong there to, like,
correct. Now he's a god and most of the right decisions, and here you are when, frankly, let's be real, it's a credit to the players and the Shield who have turned it around. That thing, y'all fought. There was a time right there where, hell, it looked like the Cubs were going to have a better season.
Yeah.
Well, turned it all the way around.
They're hitting
is funny. What a joke that was, huh?
Yeah.
How laughable that was.
Again, they were up. In the season series.
You got a bunch of 30 home run guys now, though. You got Arenado and Goldschmidt, and now Bader's hitting the ball, and then, you know, it's just they're hitting.
And Waino, at, you know, 45 years old, is out there killing it.
Yeah.
Momentum is big in all sports, though, but especially in baseball, too.
What was the last World Series y'all won? Wasn't it something like this?
11.
Wasn't it something like this?
It was a lot like this. Yeah, it was a wild card team.
Yeah, like, and y'all had really, like, I mean, I know people are going to take issue with this, but, like, y'all don't have no real, like, stars on that team, right?
Oh, well, you had Freeze was the big star that came out. You had Molina and you had Wainwright in their prime.
Who was the dude that played for the Redbirds? Y'all had Ankiel. Was
Ankiel
he still there?
Ankiel wasn't part of that. No.
Rick Ankiel wasn't. I mean, but like
they had closer Ryan Franklin.
Yeah, like these are not names that like people.
Albert Pujols was hurt his wrist in the middle of the season, but he was playing.
Nobody ever talks about David Freeze outside of St. Louis.
Alan Craig. See, Alan Craig is out of the league now, but it was Pujols, and then you had Waino, and then you had Molina.
So same thing here. Like Goldschmidt is not like some national. I know he's like a really good baseball player, but he's like
perfect
national
in St.
household
Louis.
Name.
Come on, because you don't want to really talk about Brad's team. You want to talk about your team.
Yeah, talk about your team.
So let's hit the next story.
Yeah.
Next story.
I'll just tell you, you know, obviously if you've been paying attention to what this franchise has done over the last 35, 40 years, we handle our business. And that continued yesterday in the NFL.
Sure did.
As the Las Vegas Raiders go to 3-0.
It's amazing.
For the first time.
Ridiculous.
Much like the Cardinals' streak.
Both are ridiculous.
For the first time since 2002. You had just graduated from the University of Memphis, Jason, and you were watching the Raiders play in the Super Bowl. That is what happened the 2002 season, which is the last time that, you know, so just to kind of put it in perspective, 2002, Jason just graduated from college. I was 11 years old. This is the first year I really started following the Raiders, actually, and it felt like so much fun. You know, wow, this is great. Being a sports fan is fantastic, and they have been absolute ass ever since for the most part. Look, Derek Carr looks like the 2016 edition of Derek Carr when he was an MVP. I mean, Derek Carr is an MVP of the league right now.
Do you like him yet?
He won't be the MVP because they will lose games and, like, other, you know, Josh Allen's going to have something to say about that. MVP of the league right now, 3 weeks into the season, it is Derek Carr. I believe he is the I sent you the stat late last night.
No, I doubt I looked at it.
Oh, you did look at it. Derek Carr is the only
leading
quarterback.
Leading the league in passing. What you got?
Well, he's the only quarterback with 300-plus passing yards in every single game this season.
Ooh, like the that's why he's at 1203.
The dude is playing the best,
he
the
is,
best
man.
Football
I got,
of his career.
I got him in fantasy. I tip
and
my
he's
cap
not,
to him.
And he's not got – I mean, he's got Waller, but he's not got
– Mario coming into his own.
Mario?
Well, the Edwards, whoever he is. What's his name? I'll learn
Brian,
his name as
man.
He – I'm like he's a household name.
Mario
I'm
going to
call him Mario Edwards the rest of the season
Florida
then,
State,
fool.
Dude, man. The Florida State player back in the day.
Like I'm supposed to know the Raiders receivers all
Mario
by heart
Edwards.
At this point because y'all 3-0 beat Miami.
Man, what?
Give me a break. Keep it factual now.
You think about the former Florida State turned Dallas Cowboy, man. That's who you're thinking about, Mario Edwards.
No, I think the Bears have a Mario Edwards. There's a lot of Mario Edwards out there.
And y'all have the junior. There's a senior and a junior.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm thinking about there.
Yeah. But no, I mean, the one thing I will say, and there's other NFL things we got to get to, too.
What'd you say his name again?
Brian.
And you're offended.
Huh?
You're offended.
Yeah, because I was on with Connor Dunning in the preseason. I said, look out for Brian Edwards.
Yeah. That's why you're offended.
Yeah.
Because you knew about him, and now
and
so does the rest of the
that
world.
Segment. So that was, yeah, very
okay.
disrespectful.
All right.
Not just
you know,
me,
you know the other Raider receiver I pay attention to.
That's right. Hunter Renfro. That man is a monster.
Man, white boy routes.
Hey, get it done, though.
Effective. That was an all-pro Miami cornerback that he's out there shaking up with white boy routes.
Hey.
Strong route running.
It's unbelievable.
And he's got a hell of a set of hands, too.
He's got those Friday night light routes.
Clemson could use him.
If you look at the folks were putting it out there, pictures of him at Clemson, he's like carrying a bag, looking like this,
yep.
Yeah.
Looking like a schmuck off the street.
Or some dude.
That ain't nothing
Brad
but want
Carson
to.
Out there.
That ain't nothing but want to. That's put him in the position
he's
in. I can't do nothing but salute it.
You're right.
Yeah. He's a hell of a possession receiver for y'all. More so. That's almost a slap in the face. Just call him that.
He's
running some nice little routes out there.
I hope people are happy for the Raiders. You know, I hope the people who listen to the show are happy for them. Because I certainly, you know, I picked the Titans this week.
Who's a better team, Titans or Raiders?
Oh, right now you have to say the Raiders because there's something weird going on with the Titans.
Ain't nothing weird.
Yeah,
they're winning two
is.
In a row. They
AJ
took care of the Colts.
Brown's tweeting weird stuff. He's putting in weird
was
stuff on
Was he hurt
Instagram.
Or not? Is he hurt? He's got a hamstring.
Yeah, Julio Jones wasn't on the field there late. Like, there's some weird stuff going on with Vrabel and that friend. They won this weekend, but I'm a little concerned. I'm not even hating. As you guys know, I know more about the Titans than you know, the listener, know about the Titans.
Oh, please.
I know that team.
Yeah, you've done well betting on them this year.
I know the spirit of that team. And right now, that spirit, very fragile. It's a fragile team right now. They won because
What?
Bro, there is weird – I'm telling you, there's weird stuff happening with that franchise right now. I don't know what it is. I don't know where it's gotten off, but don't –
Did you see you're talking about us texting. You see an improved defense out there?
They got stops when they needed to, although they still, you know – They still had a chance. Colts still had a chance there at the end to, tie it up? No, garbage tie. Well, they couldn't have tied it up.
Well, you worry about the damn line.
Well,
Titans had the game sewed up.
Lines matter, Jason. Lines do matter. But no, Julio Jones didn't play at the end of the game. A.J. Brown's putting stuff on Instagram talking about the smoke will clear. What the hell, man? That is not stuff that you would see normally out of a team that is clawing out of an 0-1 hole and 1-2 in a row. Something weird's going on, man. It's something to monitor. To keep an eye on, unlike your Bears.
Do we need to keep an eye on it? Who they got next week? The Jets? Will they be smoking and beating them?
I hope
so. And moving to 3-1?
The Jets
Titans
are
will
an
be?
Embarrassment.
Looks to me like, yeah, maybe you got a little issues individually, but it looks to me like the Titans are rounding into form, into the team we thought they could be, or at least I did before the season began, after what was a humbling loss and an inexcusable loss, especially the way it was to Arizona, who continues to be good, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have to come back. I mean, that happens in the NFL all the time. You get upset. See, the Detroit Lions had that chance.
Mm-hmm.
But it happens in the NFL all the time. You get upset by a dog team like the Jags, the Arizona Cardinals, who Kyler Murray said would have lost that game the last couple of years after getting down, after a field goal return, 109 yards. You mentioned it earlier. Old Arizona Cardinals lost that game, but they came back and won it. So anyway, losing to even the Cardinals, yes, in a way you did, a little embarrassing, but that's a 3-0 team.
Yes, indeed.
So, Titans are fine, John. That's the point of that.
I'm just monitoring it, man. I'm keeping an eye on it.
Something's wrong.
And then TB12, man. TB12 could not get it done on the road in L.A. The question is, though.
LA looks unfreaking believable.
They do.
Because the Bears are so terrible, I'm starting to call them my Rams. I mean, calling them my Rams.
Everybody's Rams at this point.
The question is, though,
they could really make the Super Bowl.
You know, Tom Brady lost to the Chiefs last season, and it was a big game.
Lost to the Rams, too.
Lost to the Rams, yep, in that stretch. And he proceeded basically to never lose again.
100%. Yeah.
So is that what's going to happen with Tampa Bay?
You could see it happening because they've got the defense that can step up when it needs to do it. Not to mention they're as good as it gets against the run. You know, what usually happens is teams don't even try it anymore, and it's pass, and that's where you can get them. But, no, Tom makes adjustments. You're talking about adjustments earlier with Silverfield and everything else. He is the king of it. And so, you give him a loss that he can dissect. And did you look at this? He had never lost. I believe he went for over 400 in this game, had never lost a game in which he'd gone over 400, didn't throw a pick, lost his. That game was not on Tom Brady. That game's on that defense to get some stops, and that game is on just how good Matthew Stafford has been for the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the thing about it. Brady was fantastic, and they still lost. So I don't, you know, we're talking about adjusting for Brady. Well, I don't know how much better he can play. It's going to be the defense that needs to make the biggest adjustment. You're going to beat them down the road here. Do you believe in Green Bay after last night?
I mean,
in terms of NFC contenders, you got Rams, you got your Tampa Bay, obviously still there.
Aaron is
where's
like,
Green Bay?
You know, when he got the ball down there for that field goal, like you see him celebrating, like
yes,
the way
because
he pumped his fist
because he got Max Crosby in range and he knew Crosby was going to hit it. Mason.
Yeah, I mean Max on your brain. I see.
I didn't call him Max Edwards. No, I said Mario.
But Max Crosby is a Raider, so I could just see you thinking about the Raiders. That's all you think about. They just take over your brain, and they should. They're 3-0. They're the story of the NFL, like the Tigers are the story of college basketball, and you got to accept that and you got to embrace that.
No, I wouldn't say that.
I would say that.
We still have four other undefeated teams in the league.
And the Rams.
I would say that the Rams are the story.
Yeah, the dominance offensively, right?
100%. You guys have been, like I said, like Aerosmith. Yeah, y'all been living on the edge. Mm-hmm. You understand that?
Yeah.
And that reference?
Yeah.
There's one for you then.
Well done.
No, very good. Very good.
Uh-huh. Whereas the Rams, it hadn't been nothing but.
Very true.
They didn't cover for me on that 3.5 a couple of weeks ago.
That's true, yeah.
Other than that.
But it was never in doubt, bro. That
not
game
the
was
win.
Never in doubt. It was, I mean, the Colts, they weren't going to win that game. I mean, I think it's what we do. And I think the harder the wins are to come by and the more dramatic they are, the more you appreciate them. Now, you lose years off your life.
The lucky thing for y'all is, well, I'll tell you what, that Chargers game setting up to be pretty good.
Oh, it's huge. Monday Night Football as well.
You will have no trouble with the team after that. So you could be looking at,
4-1. I mean, we got to get, for me to feel good about it, we got to
I don't think that you're going to look. That's it. That's at L.A.?
Yeah. I think we have to lose.
They might be due for a letdown after beating KC.
Oh, well, maybe. That's one way to look at it. I think we're just due for a loss because we've been BSing, you know. We should have lost the Ravens, right? I mean, we messed it up time and time and time
again. I don't know how y'all gave up that fourth down to Brissett yesterday.
Oh, my God, bro. If you get juked out by Jacoby Brissett, you have to retire. That's the breaks.
Like, and who did he get it to? Gasicki or whatever his name is?
Man, fourth and 20, bro.
Fourth and 20 is what it was.
I'm like,
Lamar had fourth and 19. Y'all had fourth and he had fourth and 20 converted.
Yeah, I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's like it's fourth and 20 from their own 5 or something like that. And you just like, you have this doom, this feeling of doom and gloom that you just know he's going to get it, and he does. But if you get juked out of your shoes by slow ass Jacoby Brissett, like, yeah, it's over for you, man. You got to retire. It's just the way it goes. It's going to be a great Monday night, great action this weekend in the NFL. We got Monday night tonight, Cowboys and the Eagles. Looking forward to that.
Your surprise team of the
that's right.
Year. They would surprise with a win tonight. They would surprise me.
We need a dub. We need a dub. We'll talk to Jason Fitz about all that and more at 1:25. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's Monday Night Football tonight on 92.9 FM ESPN as the Eagles take on the Cowboys. Pregame at 6:45, kickoff 7:15, live on 92.9 FM and 680 AM.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. And Odyssey Station.
Are you ready to trade up to a Kia sales event and get our best deal of the year? Well, we gossed and gossed Kia on Covington Pike. So get ready and take your pick from 2022 Kia Soul, 2021 Kia Forte, and 2021 Kia Rio. We got them all at just $248 a month. Yeah, you heard me right, Mid-South. Soul, Forte, Rio, 3 is your charm and take your pick. Just $248 a month. Plus, with every new gossed Kia, you'll find peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain, limited warranty. warranty. So trade up and get top dollar at Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike or shop 20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.